Hello.
Hello. Hello. My name is Marcos from Opinion Research. We are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Yeah, okay. This November, there will be an election for U.S. presidents and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not so
Very,
certain?
very certain.
First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
Lower.
And in general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, or not so good or poor?
Four.
How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Barry.
Have you heard or read anything about the Blueprint APS?
No.
And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Low.
Have you heard about, read about, or experienced the recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
What about?
Have you heard about, or read about, or experienced a recent increase in the Colorado state property taxes?
Yes.
While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household with that statement that you can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, that you can pay this increase, but it really squeezes your budget requiring cutbacks and other spending, or you cannot afford this increase and it hurts your household finances badly or does not apply to the renter?
I can afford it, no problems.
As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact would this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
Not really much impact.
In the following ballot issue, if the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, and adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services throughout the district? Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
No.
Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a 30 million mil levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
No.
And following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against these rural public schools bond and mill levy ballot might make the following statement says, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district has enough money already. Would you spend this would you spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood? Hearing that statement, would you agree or disagree with it?
Agree.
Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or very weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. Many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years, just like any home or property this old. The buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments. Would you say that's a very strong reason to vote yes on the 2024 ballot issue, somewhat of a strong reason or a weak reason?
Weak.
And providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Would you say that's a strong reason to, a very strong reason to vote, or somewhat of a strong reason to vote, or a weak reason to vote?
Weak.
And bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K through 12 education. Would you say that's a very strong reason to vote yes, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
And this large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state. Would you say that's a very strong reason, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason for you to vote yes on the...
Weak reason.
Weak. This statement in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Would you say that's a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
The bond will fund an skills training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Would you vote yes? Would you say it's a very strong reason to vote yes, somewhat of a strong reason, or is the weak reason to vote yes on?
Somewhat strong.
Yeah, okay. And doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district's carbon emissions footprint. Would you say that's a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
And continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more security entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classrooms doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would you say that's a very strong reason to vote? Somewhat of a strong reason or a weak reason to vote yes?
Weak.
And this large bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase. Would that be a very strong a reason, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Would you say that's a very strong reason to vote, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
The best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Would you say that's a very strong reason to vote yes, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
And providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe more productive learners. Would you say that's a very strong reason, somewhat of a strong reason, or a weak reason?
Weak.
Okay. Okay. Finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
No.
Okay. And a $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or vote no?
No.
Just for... for the question, what is your gender?
Male.
And what is your age? 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
65 and up.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be either African-American or Black?
Nope.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
And what county do you live in? Adams County or Arapaho County?
Arapaho.
Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
Nope.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you so much, sir.